The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara here and Amud Beis has a memra of Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Sheshes says Rav Sheshes, Dam Mahalchishtayim, blood of a human being, I feel the mitzvah's praish aimboy, there's not even a mitzvah of separating oneself from it. In other words, there isn't even a isir d'rabbanon, a rabbinical prohibition of eating blood of a human being. However, you'll see here in this year or in another year about that nevertheless there's an issue to eat human blood out of Maris Ayin. Since people will confuse human blood as blood from an animal, and which is prohibited, so therefore Chazal acid in many situations to eat blood of a human being. But the blood per se, if there is no Maris Ayin, there is no prohibition of eating it or drinking it. And there's a very similar Gemara in Mesecht Ksubis Daf Samach, where Rav Sheshes, the same Amando Amma, says over there that drinking milk from a human lady, a human being, milk from a woman, is also mitzvah. Amr Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says the same thing. I feel the mitzvah Pisha Aimboy, there isn't even a mitzvah of separating oneself from it. And even rabbinically, it is permitted to drink the milk of a woman. Now, there is a big discussion in the Poskim, in back to the really Rishonim, as is there any prohibition of eating flesh from, or skin, or fat from a human being? And I will direct this shiur to be a discussion precisely about a skula. Allegedly, there's a skula that women that have fertility issues, they should swallow the orla of from a bris mila. In other words, the skin, the foreskin that's cut off by the bris mila, a woman that has fertility problems should swallow it, and that's a skula for her to have children. And the so is such an alleged skula. And the question is there such a skula? And if there is such a skula, is such a thing permitted? Is it halachically permitted for a woman to eat such skin? Such a thing is skin from a human being? And is it permitted or prohibited? So the way to begin is really to look at the Rishonim. What are the opinions of the Rishonim? And then what are the opinions of Shulchan Aruch and Poskim as far as is it permitted or prohibited to eat skin or flesh from a human being? So the first place to look is in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel from Hilchas Machalas Asuris, he says, Ha'odom ava bisha nemer vahi ha'odom l'nefesh chayo, even though the human being is called, in a certain sense, a chaya, einoi michlau minei chaya balas parso, says the Rambam, nevertheless, a human being is not really included in chaya, even though the Torah uses the expression chaya about a human being. Lefichoch einoi b'lois hasa, and therefore, there's no prohibition to eat. There's no lav. There's no negative prohibition of eating flesh from a human being. And therefore, if somebody eats flesh of a human being, or fat of a human being, whether the human being is alive, it came from a live human being, whether it came from a dead human being, he does not get malchus. He does not get the punishment of malchus. So says the Rambam. However, avol osur hu ba'aseh, says the Rambam, although there's no negative prohibition to eat flesh from a human being, but there is a positive commandment that disallows us from eating flesh of human beings. Since the Torah says the Rambam, that the Torah tells us which animals you could eat from, so you can make a diuk, you can deduce that anything that's not from those chayas, it is prohibited to eat from. Things that are learned out of an assay, of a positive commandment, only have a level of an assay. So it is prohibited, according to the Rambam, to eat flesh from a human being. However, it's only a positive commandment level, but it's not a negative commandment level. The difference is that the punishment will not be a punishment of malchus. So says the Rambam. So the Rambam is quite clear that eating flesh of a human being is a biblical prohibition, although it's not a lav, but it is an assay, and it is prohibited min ha-Torah. The Ravid, right there on the spot, disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid says, Omer Avraham, v'im kein lama omer b'domesh, afilim mitzvahs pirushein boy. If so, says the Ravid, if it's true like the Rambam, that you're allowed, it's prohibited to eat flesh of a human being, how is it possible that blood is permitted even rabbinically? So ask the Ravid, which is really our Gemara. The Avshesha says, I feel the mitzvah pirush ein boy, there's no even mitzvah pirush. Very similar to this Ravid is really a Ramban. The Ramban says in Ksubis, when the Gemara says that milk of a human being is permitted, it says the Ramban, Shamina Mino, we see from this Gemara, the Basar Mahalchishtai Motar. It must be that the flesh of a human being is permitted. The Heach Evshasha Cholov, Afadam Motav Lea Basar. Says the Ramban, if the flesh of a human being is prohibited to be eaten, then how is it possible that the milk and the blood of a human being is permitted, but the flesh is Asar, is prohibited? We know there's a rule, anything that comes out of a prohibited animal or being is prohibited also. If anything separates the milk, any excretions from a being that's prohibited is also prohibited. So if the flesh and the fats of a human being are prohibited, then the milk and the blood would also be prohibited. And if the milk and the blood of a human being are permitted, it must be that it's permitted min ha-Torah and even min derabanan to eat the flesh and the fat of a human being. Now the Ramban does say that, of course, if the person died, if the human being died, there's a different prohibition. There's Issa Hanam Mimes, we're not allowed to benefit from a dead person, and that would prohibit one from eating the flesh of a dead body. But if, let's say, the skin detaches from a human being, or somehow a piece of flesh came out of the human being, according to the Ramban, it is permitted. The Ramach and his Agois on the Ramban says very similarly. He says, "Kol Rabbis Hashavim Midaves are all my Rebbeim agree on this. The Basar HaAdam Motar, flesh of a human being is permitted. The Inlan Ulechalik VeMisori VeChalav VeDama. You can't differentiate between the flesh, the milk, the fat, the blood. All those things are permitted." And he ends off the Davashi after Shia Basar Asav VeChalav Adam Motar. It's impossible that the flesh would be prohibited and the milk and the blood would be permitted. So far we saw that the Rambam says it's biblically prohibited to eat the flesh of a human being. It's only a level of an assay. The Ravid and the Ramban say it's perfectly permitted. The Ramach also went like that, even rabbinically. The Rosh comes and he says something in between. He says that the flesh of a human being is permitted biblically, but it's prohibited rabbinically. It's a gzeira midrabanan. Chazal asked it because people will come to mix up flesh of a human being with flesh of an animal. of animals that are prohibited, and therefore, according to the Rosh, it is rabbinically prohibited, at least in most cases, to eat flesh of a human being. He says, I'm not sure exactly what the Hagdara of that is, but in most cases, according to many cases at least, according to the Rosh, it is rabbinically prohibited. So we have three opinions so far. According to the Rambam, flesh of a human being is asur min ha-toyra on the level of an asay. According to the Rambam, Ravid, Rimach, it's perfectly permitted even with the Rabbanon. According to the Rosh, it's permitted min ha-toyra, but it's prohibited rabbinically. And there is many other shittas in the Rishonim. There are the shittas of the Rialevi, the Ra'al, the Ritva, that they say it's an isser of a lav mikav chaymer. They are learning that it's learned out of a kav chaymer, and it's the level of a lav. So perhaps again they wouldn't be malchus because it's only a kav chaymer, but it's on a certain level, perhaps more strict than the Rambam's level because they say it's a lav. It's a level of a lav. Al Kapanim, we see that there's really many shittos on this topic of whether or not flesh of a human being is permitted or prohibited. Now, on the question of the Ramban and the Ravid both asked the same question, that how is it possible that the blood and the milk of a human being is permitted and the flesh is prohibited? We know anything that's extracted, that's an excretion of something that's prohibited, is also prohibited. So how is it possible that human flesh would be prohibited biblically and the blood and the milk would be permitted? So that's a very valid question. And how does the Rambam and the other Rishonim that are of the opinion that flesh of a human being is prohibited biblically, how do they get out of that question? So the Orach HaShulchan in Yoyredeh Simen Ayites Iftes, he says an answer, and he says that the Rambam and the Ritva and all the other Shittas, they say that the other way around, we have a Pasuk that tells us, the Gemara learns out of a Pasuk that milk and blood of a human being is permitted. So they say the opposite. If it would be true that flesh of a human being is permitted, what do I need a pasuk for? On the contrary. In other words, the Rambam and the Ritva and others, they say the pasuk was mechadesh, told us exception, even though usually anything, any excretion of something that's tame is tame, but the excretions of the human being are different. And it's the Torah told us so. The drasha that we have is where the Torah told us that things that come out of a human being are permitted despite the fact that the flesh of a human being is prohibited. So as we mentioned, there's a whole spectrum of shittas as far as is the flesh of a human being permitted or prohibited. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch, does not mention anything about this prohibition of eating flesh of a human being. However, the Ramah in Yoyredeh Simen Ayin Tesef Aleph paskins like the Rambam. He brings down that Basar Adam is also la'ochle min ha-Torah, flesh of a human being is prohibited to be eaten biblically. Says the Taz, that's the opinion of the Rambam. But the Rosh holds it's only prohibited rabbinically. And then the Taz says it's a wonder that the Tur and the Mechaber did not bring down this whole discussion. The Pichadosh, so the Taz so far from Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, there's no mention of the Ravid and the Ramban that say it's permitted even rabbinically. The Pichadosh comes along over there in Simen Ayin Tes and he brings down the Ravid. And he brings down the Ramban, and it's a Rashba also, that they all say that there's no prohibition of eating flesh of a human being. And he says, you want to know, the Taz wonders why the Mechaber and why the Tur don't bring down the prohibition of eating human flesh. And the answer is because they are of the opinion, like the Ramban, and like the Ravid, like the Rashba, that there's no prohibition of eating human flesh. And if there would be a prohibition, they should have mentioned it. And therefore, says the Pri Chadash Hachi Maktinar, that's the way we paskin like those opinions. So as we see, according to the Rimmah and the Taz, it's prohibited, at least rabbinically, perhaps even biblically, to eat human flesh. Whereas according to the Pri Chadash, the main halacha is that it's permitted to eat human flesh. The Maisa, the halacha is going to be that it's prohibited. We don't permit eating human flesh. Now, when it comes to swallowing the skin of the arla as a skula, so there are those that want to say different reasons why perhaps we should permit that. There are those that want to say, well, we have the Pri Chadash, that paskins like the Rishonim, that it's permitted to eat flesh of a person. Together with that, someone is saying that a lady that doesn't have children, the Shtani is the truth, if a man wants to say, well, a lady that doesn't have children, she's like a Cholish Imreis Hakono, and she has a lot of tsar. And the Gemara says, Abba Chashuvim Kemeis, four people are considered like they're dead. One of them is somebody that doesn't have children. So therefore, she's like a Cholish Imreis Hakono, and therefore something that's only awesome, Midrabanon. So we could be maker for Tidin. And then especially if she'll only swallow it, that according to the Noid of Yehuda, swallowing is considered like eating it, Shalai Kitarach Hano. And that's not considered eating. So therefore he wants to go and permit a lady to swallow it. The Dachachua brings down a heter if, let's say, she'll go ahead and mix it. If it will be betaruvis and it will be batal beroiv, she'll eat the basa arla in a way that it will be batal betaruvis and batal beroiv. That's the way how he wants to have it. The Maiso, all these atheirim are pretty shvach atheirim. And it's a pretty, it's a big shayla, it's a shayla of Issa Dayaiso. And it's pretty strong that the halacha is that it's prohibited to eat flesh of human being, which includes skin. Whether it is min hatoyer, whether it is rabbinically, and therefore the chidah, and the zivchei tzedek, and the ben ishchai, and the da'achet tshuva, and the kaf hachayim, and the seva smachos, they all say that a lady who's in akara doesn't, that has fertility issues, cannot go and swallow the skin of the orlo just because she wants to have this skula. And there's a sefer from skula Yisrael Beiseinu. Somebody went and he collected, he asked Reb Chaim Knievsky Shlita, Zolzayin Gesund, about many different skulois that are, people talk about that they're skulois. And he asked Reb Chaim Knievsky about each of them, that he has a whole list of them. And all of those on his list, he went and he asked Reb Chaim Knievsky if it's true, if there's a source, if Reb Chaim Knievsky knows of a source to that skula or not. And if it's permitted or prohibited, and he asked him about this skula. He asked Ibchaim Knievsky, what about this skula of swallowing the skin of an arla? And Ibchaim Knievsky said, first of all, he doesn't know of any source to this skula. And second of all, Ibchaim Knievsky said, it's prohibited for a lady to go and swallow the skin of the arla. And therefore, at least in my opinion, a lady should not go and swallow the skin of the arla for the purpose of this skula. This concludes this shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.